Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, look at beginning with verse 28. You know, there are several ways that Jesus, several lead-in comments, I guess these are phrases that Jesus uses in his ministry. One of my favorites is certainly, have you not read? Have you not looked at the scriptures? And I believe that's something that he may very well say to some of us in the judgment day. Have you not read this or have you not read that I gave to you? You know, there is the verily, verilys or the truly, trulys that we see sometimes, the it is writtens. And certainly if we look to Matthew chapter 23, we see those woes. You know, woe. And that's not one you want to hear in regard to you. But in this one, I like how he begins this particular text. Well, I didn't actually look to see how many times he uses this phrase, but I do love it when he says, but what do you think? Jesus is saying, let me get your opinion on this. Let me see what you think about what I'm about to tell you, because I think it's going to be pretty obvious. I think this is what Jesus is pushing toward. This is a pretty obvious thing, and it's something that applies to us very quickly. He says, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work in the vineyard. And he answered, I will not. But afterward regretted it and went. The man came to the second and said the same thing. And he answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Now Jesus then asked the question, which of the two sons did the will of his father? And they said the first, and Jesus said to them, truly I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of heaven before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterwards so as to believe him. You know, as we think about this parable that Jesus tells, this story that he uses to illustrate the obedience of these people, you know, I think we can look at our text that we've already seen tonight. Certainly the man speaking to the sons is the father. And Forrest read to us from Psalm 95, and as we think about what God has told us to do, as we go out and we work in His vineyard, He is God and He is worthy to have that authority to tell us to go and to work in the vineyard because He is the Creator. Because His hands did form the dry lands, and He should be praised and He should be obeyed. You know, I think we can also see the example of a son. As we think about what was read in Philippians chapter 2 by Robert, that Jesus Christ emptied himself and he came and he took on the form of a man. And he was willing to live in this world and to die, even the death of the cross, so that you and I might be saved. But he was doing the will of the Father, as he said in the Garden of Gethsemane. His Father said, go. And Jesus went, setting the example of the obedient son toward that Father. And then Brian read from Psalm 119. Brian, I'm glad they didn't give you the whole chapter, because that's a long one. But the entire chapter is about God's Word. All of it. And that it is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I loved what he read toward the end of his text where he said that I tell the evildoer to go away so I can do the righteousness of God. So that I can obey Him. See, as we think about that, and God's Word gives us the instructions of what to do when we go into the vineyard. You know, when He sent the sons into the vineyard, they obviously had to be instructed on what to do and how to do it, and that's what God's Word does. You know, as we think about the answers and the responses of the sons, I think we can see some parallels for us today as well. You know, we look and the son says, I will not go. Now, every single person of the age of accountability has at some point in their life told the Father, I won't go. Right? But hopefully, even though we have said that to the Father, we are like that first son and we regretted it. We were sorry about it. And we repented of it and we turned and we went. While we were going away from the vineyard, we regretted it. We turned around, right? Repentance, and we went back. And we did what the Father said and became that obedient son. But you know, there are many today that like to say, yeah, I'll go into the vineyard. They like to say, yeah, I'm a Christian, or yes, I'm a child of God. But yet they never want to go work, and they never do. And they don't feel the regret. And somehow they think that their statements can fool God. Yet Jesus Christ makes it clear that they cannot, because as he addresses this story to those that he's speaking to the Jews, he makes it very clear to them that God understood exactly where they were. And that while they claim to be God's people, while they claim to be children of Abraham, while they claim to be children of Moses, they, at the end of the day, God knew that they were saying, y'all go in the vineyard, but they didn't. But the ones that had done terrible things, that they looked down upon, the ones that had said, I wasn't, but had turned at the preaching of John the Baptist in this particular text, and in the preaching of Jesus, and then the gospel, they were the ones that God wanted. You know, when we think about the invitation is just what that story is all about. If God has told you to go in the vineyard, he's called all men to serve him. He's called all men to him. He's called you to service. He's called you into the vineyards. Now, you've either told him, yes, I'll go, and you've obeyed the things that he has said, or you have not. Maybe you said, yes, no, I won't, but now you understand and you feel regret because you have disobeyed a God that is worthy of your obedience, that has loved you so much. Now you want to turn back. We hope and pray that you'll do that tonight. If it is to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, we pray that you do just that. That you come believing in him, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as the Son of God, be buried in baptism, have your sins washed away, and work in that vineyard as you rise up to walk a new life, doing what the Father says. If you're a child of God tonight, maybe you've been saying, yeah, I'm in the vineyard, but really you're not. You haven't been going out there. You've just been telling people. You've been telling maybe even yourself, yeah, I'm going to the vineyard, but you never go. And you're not obeying the Father. Whatever that is in your life, determine now to cease that activity. Determine now to repent of it. And pray to God that he'll forgive you and know that he's faithful and just to do just that. If there is any way that we can assist you spiritually this evening, we want to help you. We want to help you get into the vineyard and be the obedient son that God calls you to be. If we can help you, won't you come as we stand and as we sing.